The economic effect of the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico is beginning to be felt in the food chain. About one-eighth of the fish and shellfish consumed in the U.S. comes from the Gulf, and with large swaths of the Gulf close to fishing, seafood markets and restaurants are already feeling the pinch. We wanted to track the economic consequences of the leak from the water to the dinner table, and we've decided to focus on oysters. One reason, oysters are particularly vulnerable to pollution and to the vagaries of temperature and transportation as they move from processor to distributor to restaurant. So we're going to begin with an oyster processor who cleans and prepares oysters harvested from the ocean. We start with Patrick Fahey. He runs Ameripure Processing in Franklin, Louisiana. He joins us from his office. Welcome to the program, Mr. Fahey.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Now, your company processes oysters from across the country. How has the spill affected your business, Mr. Fahey?
It's had a profound effect on our business. We're selling about 25% of what we were prior to the spill. It's very difficult to, A, meet customer demand, and then, B, as time goes on, to satisfy customers' curiosities as to, is this product okay? The product that we're receiving now. Well, it is. The little bit that we've got is fine. It's not been affected by the oil. It's not to say that at some point in the future these harvest areas won't be affected, but up till now, we've maintained product integrity.
You know, some restaurants around the country are beginning to put up signs that say, we don't serve seafood or shellfish from Louisiana. I was in New York yesterday. I saw one of those signs. Does that worry you?
Yes, it worries us very much. Extreme precautions are being taken at this point to ensure that what we do have access to is wholesome, and in fact it is. That's something we're going to have to overcome, and I think it will take years. If we are able to survive this, if the beds don't get destroyed, we'll still have years of work to do to overcome perception problems that are setting in right now as we speak.
Mr. Fahey, you sound very weary.
I'm tired. We have, we're working twice as hard to do about 25% as much, and it grates on you after a while. And just seeing the images of that thing spewing poison into our beautiful Gulf, it just sucks it out of you. It sucks the life out of you.
Patrick Fahey runs Ameripure Processing in Franklin, Louisiana. It's also known as the Ameripure Oyster Company. Mr. Fahey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When oysters leave Ameripure's processing operation, they go next to a distributor, a place like Carmenita Seafoods in Santa Fe Springs, California. Angel De La Riva is the owner, and he joins us now from there. Mr. De La Riva, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
For the oysters that you are able to get your hands on, are you finding that there are customers? Are you able to unload product from the Gulf Coast, or are people worried about Gulf Coast oysters?
Well, they worry about it, and, you know, because, I mean, right now, see, a lot of these restaurants, I have close to 500 accounts. And most of these accounts, they use this Louisiana oyster. They've been using that for so long. The customers, they're used to the product. Now, since there is no product, we try to bring something else to their tables, but they don't like it.
So if you can't give them oysters, what are you offering them instead?
Some oysters from Mexico. But the oyster from Mexico, that's a completely different animal, and the taste is different. So, I mean, it's really hard for us. You know, a lot of people, they're struggling to survive. Because, I mean, I have accounts who they were going through 40 cases a week. Now they're only using maybe 2 cases a week. We're losing big time.
Are you concerned about the long term here, that if restaurants can't get their hands on Gulf Coast oysters, if Gulf Coast oysters start to be seen as a worrisome product, something that is polluted in the long run, that people might not come back. They might not look to the Gulf for oysters anymore.
If we don't get oysters, let's say within 3 months, then people start getting used to something else. Let's say if in 6 months we start getting oysters from the Gulf, then those customers, they're gone because they got used to this other product. And believe me, they're not going to switch to the oysters from the Gulf.
That was Angel De La Riva. He's the owner of Carmenita Seafoods in Santa Fe Springs, California. Mr. De La Riva, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Finally, we turn to David Levy. He helps run a restaurant called Mara's Homemade. That's in New York City. Mr. Levy, do you serve Louisiana oysters on the menu?
Yes, we do. And most everything we serve comes from Louisiana.
So if you serve a lot of Louisiana oysters, how's business right now? Are you able to get your hands on Louisiana oysters?
Sometimes. The difference between before the oil spill and now is the price. And for us, the price has gone up almost three times.
Put some numbers on that for me. How much do those oysters cost when you buy them, and how much are the items on your menu as a result?
Before the oil spill, we would pay anywhere from 22 to 26 cents an oyster, and sell them normally for $9 a dozen. We have a supplier in New Orleans, and she'll put them on an airplane for us, but they're like 65 cents to get them here. Then when we raise the price to $15 a dozen, customers started giving us a resistance to it.
So at what point do you have to pivot as a restaurant owner? If you just can't get your hands on Louisiana oysters, at what point do you have to look to other places like the Delaware River or maybe even Puget Sound or Portland? What point do you have to give up on Louisiana, or do you?
When the customers won't eat it or pay for it. Price isn't the only problem that we're getting right now. We are being asked about almost everything we serve from down there. Are you sure it's safe? Including crawfish, which comes from fresh water, some of it in the middle of the state, not even close to the oil. It's more of, will people buy it, not as opposed to can we get our hands on it. We can get our hands on it, but it's also whether people who come into the restaurant, whether they're from New York or tourists, have confidence in the state of Louisiana and the federal government that the food that they're letting out is safe.
Mr. Levy, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's David Levy. He's with the restaurant Mara's Homemade. That's in New York City. We also heard from oyster processor Patrick Fahey and seafood distributor Angel De La Riva.